Tonight's shir Siman Reish Samach Vov Seif Aleph. Siman Reish Samach Vov Din Misha Hishich Loi Bedecht. The loch of the person who is on the road when it gets dark on him, Erev Shabbos. Seif Aleph. Misha Yibob Aderech V'kidish Alov Hayoim V'hoya Imo Ma'os. Person is going on the road and all of a sudden he was late. Sun sets. Kedusha Shabbos comes and he's holding on to money. He has money with him. Now he has with him his donkey. V'gam yeshimo en Yehudin, he's a non-Jew walking with him as well. Lo yaniach kisoy al chamoro. Don't put the money wallet on his donkey. B'nei shu mitzuva al shvisa so, because he has a mitzvah to make sure his donkey rests on Shabbos. Ela nosein kiso le'enu Yehudi. So rather you give the wallet to the non-Jew. L'holicho lo, to bring it for him. Well, the Motzei Shabbos, the Choymen, he'll get it back from him, Motzei Shabbos. V'afilu lo nosan lo sochos, even if you don't pay the non-Jew for the service. V'af al pishin a son of lo mishachashecha, and even if he gives it to him, he gives it when it's already dark, mutter, okay, that's okay. Avla Motzei Metzio, but if he finds something as he's walking, eino yochel litna le'enu Yehudi, he may not give it to the non-Jew, unless he got his hands in it before Shabbos started, because then it's like his wallet, like anything else. So if he sees something on the way on Shabbos, he can't ask the non-Jew who accompanies him to pick it up for him. But whatever he had before Shabbos, he gives the non-Jew. Esher, perhaps, to who adin, the same aloha is true, that it's not actually the Jew's donkey, but he rented it from the non-Jew. Because some say the schir is kind of luchumah, that when you rent something, you own it luchumah, to be strict. So even if it's not his own donkey, he didn't purchase a donkey, he's renting the donkey. Maybe that's enough that he can't put his wallet on the donkey. He has to give it to the non-Jew because the rental is as if it's his. But if he hired the non-Jew, to go with him to this place, in that case, he's not renting the donkey. It's the non-Jew who's responsible for the food and taking care of the donkey. In other words, instead of renting the donkey, he's renting the non-Jew with the donkey to take him. So it's the difference between renting a car or hiring a chauffeur. When you rent a car, so the car is yours, the vaylub for the schiris. When you hire someone to drive you, you're not responsible for the vehicle. So too, the Ein Yehudi is responsible now for the donkey. So then it's not, there's no issue of Shvisas Behemto on the Chamor if he hires the non-Jew with the non-Jew's Chamor. V'lo sochar dafka Chamor zeh. And further, it's not like he specifically wanted this Chamor, this donkey from him. And came Shita, the Ein Yisrael Mitzuvah Shvisas. So for sure, it's obvious that in such a case, the Yid is not obligated to make sure that donkey rests. I came there from such a case, better to leave everything on the donkey instead of giving it to the non-Jew. He still has to be careful that he's not going to lead the donkey. That means he shouldn't shout at the animal that it should go because of his voice. Or other things he would do to get the animal to move. The iser mechamer shayich afilah behemah sheinu shalol lahavi poes kila kamon. There's a separate iser of mechamer that you can't lead the animal, even if the animal isn't yours, according to many poskim, as we'll see later on. Now the Berlocha right away takes issue with this psak that he begins with. Look at Berlocha chamoro. Ein mishnah brura v'hu memogen avram, that if you lease the chamor, so since Schiris is Koyin Luchumba, give the money to the non-Jew. If you look at Pima Godim, he's inclined to say, even if you rent the Chamor from the non-Jew, it's better to put the wallet on the Chamor than to ask the non-Jew to carry it. The schiris kanya l'chumahu rachuma b'yalma. The idea that when you rent something, it's as if you own it to be strict, that's a chumah. Of course, you can't be mechamer. So why should I be over the isser of Amir L'Nochri? Because I don't want to be over on a chumrah of Shvizis Behemto. So Pima God doesn't like this whole mahalach. Mishtavur Sifkatan Beis. Noticing the chulum. So if a person has a choice between putting the money on his donkey or giving it to a non-Jew, you give it to the non-Jew. Even though the non-Jew is basically the messenger of the Yid to carry it on Shabbos, still the Chum allowed this Amir La'akum, Mishum the Kim Luhu Kuzachum, understand. Sha'adam Bahul Al Mimona, people get very upset about the money. If you don't allow him some kind of heter, Asi the Isser Chum, they'll end up doing something worse. Shilich Abba Amos, which is around, he ended up carrying it for Amos and the Rosh Hashanah by himself. Vayim Bachorim, Shakos, we look in the Achorim, they write, the Bizman has said, the Lech Rosh Hashanah, Mekam Peskim, that today, when we really don't have Rosh Hashanah, according to many Peskim, Nami Dino Hachi, the din still remains, that you give it to the non-Jew with Amir L'Nochi. Sifkan Gimel, Kiso Le'en Yehudi, he gives his wallet to the non-Jew. What if he has a whole bundle? He has more than a wallet. He has a whole package. Obagolo on the wagon. It's not possible to give it to the non-Jew. The non-Jew can't carry this. This is going on the donkey. The donkey is a pack animal. It's schlepping the packages. A person isn't going to carry it. So it's not an etza to give it to the non-Jew. It's going to stay on the donkey. It's going to stay on the wagon. And it's impossible to be careful to take the load off the animal when it begins to move and put it back on as it's moving. In such a scenario, what the Yid should do is, before Shabbos starts, sell, give, make a kinyan with the non-Jew, that the chamor should belong to the non-Jew, on Shabbos. But if the Yid is not expert in how to do such a kinyan, yafkirenu, so make it hefker, b'fnei shlosh, in front of three. Or al kapanon, they know the beinat smo, or at least on his own, no one else there, he should make it hefker if there's no one else to make it hefker in front of. The oz ain over al isser, shvises b'im, that way he avoids being over the isser of making his animal work. Shebehema in a shalok, because now the animal's not his. So, when there's no option, it has to stay on the donkey, then either make sure the donkey belongs to the non-Jew before Shabbos starts, or make it hefker, because if not, you're going to be over the issur that your animal is working on Shabbos. The yer is man ha'agolan, he has to go off the wagon. The yid has to go off the wagon. The zahar, shlo yimacham, he has to be careful not to guide the animal. The chanal besof sifkon alf, like going sifkon alf. The afla achasha osakol ha'aterim halo, even after all these heterim, Shemachar Hakol, he sells the whole thing, or Hifker, or he gives up ownership. Sarach li zoher ma'od, he has to be very careful. Shlo yitnu le'en Yehudi, o al agola, he should not give to the non-Jew or place on the wagon, shum davar, anything, me'achafatzim shalachum in agola b'Erev Shabbos, from the items that he took from the wagon on Erev Shabbos. So this is a quote from the Chai Adam. And the Chai Adam, basically Chai Adam says is, that if after I'm mafkirit, or I sell to the goy, before Shabbos starts, the Yid starts taking things from it, so whatever he takes, he's zoich in it, becomes his again. So then he has to be careful not to go back and then give it to the non-Jew or put it on the wagon. To also lead to the any hudi b'Shabbos, I'm not so you can't give a non-Jew something on Shabbos to carry. El Kalmash Aloch Minagola Yisher B'Yodam Masir Shabbos. Whatever he took off the wagon before Shabbos starts stays with the Yid until Masir Shabbos. So the assumption, I guess, is they stop traveling. They're just parked until Shabbos is over. But as soon as you take something after he made the Heter of Mechira and the Hefker, as soon as you take it back, it becomes yours again. And now you have a problem that you can't give it back. V'day, you should know. The Masha Kasev, that which is written, Vafilu Lo, that he didn't pay the non-Jew even if it doesn't pay him to carry it, he can carry it. The Rabbi is inclined to say, if it's Erev Shabbos, it's taka better to pay him. You should taka pay the guy to carry the wallet. If you look in Be'er Locha noisin v'chulu. So he's also concerned with this issue of, what do you do Erev Shabbos? We have all these things, and there's no way the Najah is going to carry it. It's going to stay on the wagon, it's going to stay on the donkey. I'm Mishnah Berurah, Magmash Kasat. You look what I wrote, Mishnah Berurah. The year of the Hakras, a Chamor, then Yehudi, but Yoim Kedintar. Make sure to sell the Chamor to the Nanju, Kedintar, before Shabbos. Vatik Mizem Ashikaz Vachay Odom. I'm going to quote what the Chay Odom writes. Beklam Nun Chesef Hei. Vizelashon, this is the language of Chay Odom. Tzarech Li Zoher, Shetia Mechira Pidintara. This Mechira has to be a halachic sale. What's a halachic sale? Dehainu Hasusim B'Meshicha. If it's a horse, he's got to lead the horses. He's got to move them. Ula pachos b'mesira, or the minimum, hand them the reins. U'meshicha only works dafka b'simta or b'chos roshneim. This meshicha doesn't work in Rosh Hashanah. It only works in a side area or a yard, an area that's owned by both of them. V'mnosam bal hachsanya v'shus roshneim l'shtam isham havkechos roshneim. Maybe they're at an inn, and the innkeeper gives them permission to use it, so it becomes a chos roshneim. Now, Masir only works in a public place. And on top of that, the Naju has to give money. Because some say the Mashiach ain't a kind of Ben Yehuda. The Mashiach does not work for a Naju. Others say Kesef doesn't work. So you got to do both. You got to do a kinyan mashiach, and you got to do a kinyan kesef. And you should make a condition with the guy. That the money the nanju is giving is a down payment. You should set a price for each individual horse. If you don't set a price, it's not a kinyan. Not like what the average person does. They go up to Nanju and they say, I'm selling you the horses. That's not a sale. That's not a sale to say to a guy, I'm selling you my horses. Each one has to have a price. And you have to give a down payment on each one. The middle of the balances be alone. And it can't be a mechir just for Shabbos. El Mechir Chalut is a Mechir forever. Who's doing all this? Kenyan Kesef, Kenyan Meshicha, in the right place, and make sure it's a down payment, a price. So he writes, Lefimashi Yadua, we know. Shirov HaSocharim, most business people, Ubefrat Bali Agolos, and especially the wagon drivers, Ainu Bali Torah these Bedinim. They're not such experts in Torah to know these halachas inside out. So therefore, Yoyser Toiv, what the best thing is, Lahoyus them, practical halacha, teach them. Sheyefkiru behemus, make them hefker. Veyefkiru b'fnei gimel b'nei adam erev Shabbos, make it hefker in front of three people erev Shabbos. Veyasnu, and make it tenai. Shafilu kishayikach b'yod b'lel Shabbos, if he takes anything from the wagon on Shabbos, ainu roitz aliskos bo'od, I don't want to make it a kinyan, I don't want to acquire it. Al shehakol shel enihudi, it stays in non-Jews. Because that's his afraid. If I take it and I don't make a condition, then automatically it becomes mine again. And then you put it back in the wagon. Now, so this is the Eitzah. The Eitzah Tova is, just make it Hefker, and tell up front, anything I take, I'm not being koina. So then he could use the stuff. Sifka and Daud. The Afal Pishan is son of a Chulu. If he gave it to him when it was dark, that's okay. Nokalosh Dev, this is of course B'dievet. Mishum L'chadchila, Al Karcha Tzarech Lita B'diom. Of course, Chadchila, you give the Nanju the wallet before Shabbos starts. But if he gave it to him when it was nighttime already, it's still okay. You can use the money after Shabbos. You find a mitzia, you find something on the ground, that you can't ask the non-Jew to take. The kim lo tarach, since he made no effort to acquire it, lo chayes he does not feel bad about it. Lo osel asuyid don anas v'shazavam, we're not afraid he'll pick it up and carry it down as v'shazavam. Afil lo shoris leili tanein, even if you don't give him permission to let the Nanju carry it. His wallet, that's hard-earned money. He doesn't want to just mafker it and just let it go. So that, the Chacham said, give it to the Nanju. But something you find that you put no effort into it and it's just, you see it came your way, we're not afraid that you'll carry it to Ashur Saram, even if you don't give permission to give it to any of this. Only things that we're afraid he'll carry himself, do we say, better ask the non-Jew to do it. The whole yesod here is that the Chachamim gave him an allowance because they understood human nature, he's not going to be able to hold himself back from carrying it. So, okay, give it to the guy. It's the lesser of the two evils, so to speak. It's wrong to tell Amir Lachman. It's even more wrong to carry it yourself. To tell him there's no Eitzah, he can't live with that. If a person was a big tzaddik, he probably should let it go. He won't do Amir Lachman, he won't, that's it. But we're not, that's not, the Chachamim did not impose the Isra in such a case because they knew people would have a hard time with it.